How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Mo has a problem, and it took 4 million views for him to realize this dude has a problem.
Serious problem. And I realized how much my problem was holding me back in life. And I feel like maybe I could use this story to inspire someone, because I think a lot of times in life, we just doubt ourselves and we go through phases of just not believing in yourself. And I think I went through that more last year than I ever have in my life.
Can you pinpoint where that started?
Not really. So that was a part of the journey of trying to get through it. Was, I don't know exactly when it happened, but at some point, I stopped living for myself and started living within the confines of the opinions of other people.
Just the last year. Well, because you've been doing this for a while, and I would assume that at first it's a little jarring to see comments about you when you haven't done it before, but you've been doing it so long now, I think you'd be a little bit callous to it.
Right, and I think that was it, though. See, is in the beginning, I thought the solution, at least for me, was, well, if I don't give them anything to complain about, they can't complain, right? Instead of seeing it like, no, live your life. Do you. And I stopped doing me. I started getting in my head with everything, with who I was as a person, with my comedy, even like having shows. I was hesitant to schedule shows because I didn't even want the pressure of trying to come up with content, of trying to come up with jokes that wouldn't offend, but then would be good. And at some point, I stopped posting like I used to, and I couldn't really figure out why. And I think for a while, I didn't even realize I was doing it until people started bringing it to my attention.
I feel your pain, because it's it's crazy, because you do this for a while, and it's like it's just ebb and flow, right? So you're comfortable in your skin and you're being yourself, and then there's wear and tear of the commentary, and you get to a point where you start to get tore down. To where your solution is, well, I'm just not going to give them anything to comment on.
And again, we're talking, when we're talking numbers, the common sense here is, and I've said this so many times, and I hope I'm not boring you, the amount of negative comments that we get are so few compared to the positive ones, but human nature makes you look at the negative ones, and you're looking to completely change things based on a sliver of opinions.
Right.
It's for self-protection, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's not even a knee-jerk reaction. I think it's just a coping mechanism to protect yourself, because you get to a saturation point of whatever you're receiving, and you're like, yeah, I need a break from this. And so then you start, it compounds, because then you're like, now I'm not living my authentic life. I'm not being unapologetically me. Why am I catering my life to these few people who, you know, I'm never going to win over? They don't like me for whatever reason. And that's fine. That's okay. Not everybody's going to like you. And it gets to it. Then you accept that. And then you come back. And then all of a sudden you get like tore down again. And it's just like, it's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle.
And I don't think this is an exclusive problem to us. I mean,
no.
We could be talking about you guys that are on Facebook, just talking to family members. Or if you make any comments at all or have any kind of opinion at all right now, anywhere socially, you're going to get tagged for that, right? So this is not just a bunch of people on the radio complaining about some complaints that they get. This happens in everybody's life now.
God forbid you go viral. Viral and that's like that's honestly one of my worst nightmares.
So I think it can be applied to anything, like you guys said. And it's funny you say go viral, because that's kind of what got me to really snap out of it. Because, you know, I think, like I was talking to my mentor and I was telling him what I was going through. And I remember two things he said that stuck out to me. Was one was, did living for people get you here? And I said, no. And he said, then why do you think living for people is going to get you where you're going?
Ooh.
And he also said, a lot of time in life, that one thing that you're not doing, or you're holding back because you're doubting yourself, or because you're afraid of what people will say and think, that is probably the one thing that's going to change your life, whatever that one thing is. And I feel like so many people have that one thing that you just, whatever reason, you're just not doing it. And when it got to that point, I came across this post that once I prayed for a sign of how do I snap out of this? And the post said, be impossible to ignore. Like, that should be your goal. Mm-hmm. Don't hold yourself back because of what people will do or will say. Shine in that light. Get in front of that light. Be you and let people take it however they take it. That's not your responsibility how they react to it. You just do you and be you. And I went into my notes and I had this series of videos where I would make like comic jokes about songs that we never got answers to, like songs that just left us with questions. And it was funny to me because when I looked at the date of the video, I had made these videos 2 years ago from the day that I saw the notepad, and I never released the videos. I never did it. I wrote it down and then I completely backed out of it and was like, nah, I don't even think this is funny. Like, I'm not doing this. I go through that a lot, especially like right before I have a show. Like, it's like 10 minutes before you go on stage as a comedian, you completely don't think you're funny anymore. You're like, what the hell am I doing? Like, this doesn't make sense. So you go through those phases. And I remembered that post about, no, do it. Like, whatever it is, do it. And I told myself, I made a promise to myself that for this entire year, whatever it is, I'm just going to do it. However it goes, I'm doing it. And then whatever happens will happen. And sure enough, I was like, 2 years ago, I was supposed to make this post. I'm going to do it now. And I did it on the 2 year anniversary of me creating it. And I posted it. And literally, I think I went back to it maybe 6 or 7 hours later. And it had like 500 views or something. And I was like, I knew it sucked. And I was going to delete it. Like, genuinely, I was going to delete it. And my lady was like, don't do that. Give it 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You just posted it. At least give it 24 hours. And I said, okay, I gave it 24 hours. And when I woke up or when I looked at it, I think at that point it was at like 20,000 views already. Wow. Just that quick. Mm-hmm. And now, fast forward a couple weeks later, they've done over 5 million views. Wow. Across social media. And it just, for me, it literally felt like 5 million reasons why you need to just do it.
Oh, that's nice.
Just do it.
Now, we could end on a nice high there, but of course I won't let that happen. So I'm glad you were brave enough to talk about this, because I've had something on my mind that I wanted to talk about also, but I thought, you know what? I don't think I got the guts to do it, but it ties into what you're talking about. I have really been thinking lately that this industry has passed me by. And I have really sort of been wondering, like, can I continue to do the kind of radio that I want to do that motivates me in a world that now is so politically correct and so mainstream, right? There was a time back in the day with morning shows where you would come in here like in the 80s and 90s. It was all a bunch of like, they were zoos back in the day, right? They used to call them like the breakfast flakes or the zoos.
The honk, morning zoo.
Honk, honk, beep, beep, and a whole bunch of dad jokes. And then everybody laughs and you get out. The industry evolved into more personality radio, right? Which is what we do. So we came into town and the shows that were doing that just felt outdated. And the guys and women that couldn't evolve ended up getting out of radio, right? So I'm wondering if I am in that phase right now, because our industry has changed so much where you have to be so mainstream and you can't be even a little bit, you can't even say offensive, you can't say any jokes, and you can't take risks anymore without losing a whole bunch of listeners, which is what we are based on, right? We had an entire fan discussion group, which is based on our P1s, the most hardcore listeners that love this show, deleted their, one woman was so offended by something that happened on the show because it hit her to the core that she deleted that fan discussion, the support group, based on one thing that happened. And right after that, I thought, I just might be a guy that even at my age might be too edgy to do morning radio anymore, man, because it doesn't fire me up to come in here and say politically correct things all the time and just do bits that don't have any meaning. But it seems to me like mainstream radio is going that way that I kind of feel like maybe I'm a dinosaur.
Like, it's playing it too safe?
Like, that's where the ratings are now. The ratings now, with things that have changed in our industry, is play a lot of music, talk for 60 seconds, get out and do something else, and talk about things that are superficial, and then get out. That's never what we've done. Never. And it's not creatively what I got into this industry for, and it still doesn't fire me up. But if we want ratings and we want to do well in our industry, I sort of have to go in that direction and it doesn't do anything. So I just, I've been having the same thoughts that you just verbalized. It's just like, maybe it's just, I think I'm kind of a dinosaur and maybe this isn't the place for me anymore.
Well, so to what you're saying, and you and I have both been doing this the longest. So, you know, I've been in morning radio for 20 years. So I've seen the evolution of it. And I'm torn because in some aspects, you know, before I would go in, I never thought twice about what I said on the air. Right. Like, you know, when I started doing this like 20 years ago on my previous morning show, you just went in, you said what you wanted to say and you didn't think twice about it. Whereas now I'm very hyper aware and I will have intentional pauses because I know you can say one wrong thing and you are canceled. Like, it's literally like your entire career is hinging on the words that are coming out of your mouth.
And this could be in anybody in any office. It's not just a radio thing.
Correct.
You could be a salesperson in any office. You say one thing, and I think it's just making everybody very cocooned.
But also, I also do love how radio has evolved because there are things we did 20 years ago that I am not proud of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
So
it's
weird. It's like, it is like this double-edged sword. Like, I do feel like I have to walk on eggshells. However, I do feel like we needed some sensitivity and that we were a-holes in some of the things that we did. And I'm glad that stuff doesn't fly. I'm glad the hustle culture has been called out and that people don't do things just because they feel like they have to, but rather because they want to. So I feel like there has been an evolution in radio for good, but it also with good comes bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I don't know about you guys, but I think it's even harder when you offend people when your intentions are always good. Because then you second guess it even more.
And you kind of feel like you almost build a resume of credibility with people. So if you do get marked by somebody for doing something offensive, you would think that they would look at the last 5 years or 10 years. But it's really not like that anymore. It's like we're living in a society now where if I don't agree with you, then I hate you. And I don't want to see you anymore. It's not, you don't get any kind of leeway anymore.
It's exactly that. And it's like my coach used to say, you can't play the game afraid to make mistakes.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, that's what it kind of forces you to do.
That's
and
what
I'm
it feels like.
And when I'm walking in the door now, that's how I feel. And it just doesn't, it feels almost like podcasting is where I should be right now. You guys, I'm not speaking for the rest of the show, but it's with a heavy heart that I have been really thinking about this, that maybe I'm just one of those guys that, much like the past, that couldn't evolve and do personality radio. Maybe I can't do this. I'm not the guy that can talk for 60 seconds about really superficial things and get out and hope not to offend anybody at all, yeah?
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No